We are beginning tonight's shiur in the beginning of Simen Kuf Pei Hei, the top of page Tzadi, the page after 178. The Mechaber says in Sif Aleph Birchas Hamazon Ne'emara B'choloshon, benching can be said in any language. The Mishabura writes in Sif Katan Aleph B'choloshon, where is that learned out from? Diksiv Uveirachta. It says Uveirachta, you should bless Hashem, and we learn out from there B'choloshon Sha'ata Mevarech. In any language that you can bless Hashem, it's okay, and therefore benching could be in any language. V'dafka shemeivin ba'oso haloshon, but it has to be that you understand the language that you're benching in. Now, there are other requirements. If we look at note number one, and then we'll come back to the Mishnah. If you look at note number one, he brings down from the Bir Halacha. He writes here in brackets, it's the Bir Halacha from Simen Samach Beis. It's a famous Bir Halacha where he writes, she'ein levarech birchas hamazon v'kadome, one should not bench and do other tfilos, unless it is a language, it's not enough that he understands it. It has to be the people that are in the country that he's living in, they also speak that language. But if the people in the country where he is located don't know that language, just he and some other people know that language, that's not considered a language in that country. And that's learned out from the famous Gemara in Kiddushin, where it says, Ha'omer Charufasi Mekudesh, but Yehuda is Mekudeshes, because in Yehuda they call an Isha who's engaged that Lashon. So Mechurefes works in Yehuda Bedafka. So they say, from there, the Bir Halacha brings down that you have to use a language that's understood in that country. And therefore, it's not enough that you understand the language. The Bir Halacha says it has to be that that's the language spoken in that country. But over there, Bahagos HaMishabura Shamheir, he points out in the Hagos over there, Shemidivra Shochanar Lakamah, from the Shochanar later on, it's Mashma Shafibu Lashon She'eno Meduberes Ayidei Bnei HaMedina Nech Sheves Kolashon Linyan Zeh. It's Mashma not that way in Simit Tofresh Sadi, V'nishar B'tzarech Iyan L'maisa. And the Bir Halacha, Chavetz Chaim leads up B'tzarech Iyan over there, whether in fact it has to be they speak that language in the country or not. He has arrived from Kedushin, it has to be that way. The Mechaber's Mashma somewhere else, not that way. He leads up B'tzarech Iyan. U'le'inyan B'rachas HaMazon B'loshon HaKodesh L'mi She'enu Meivin Loshon Zu. In terms of saying benching in Lashon HaKodesh, for one who does not understand language, the Mishabura told us earlier, and the Shaar Tzion tells us later on, Shiyatza, that does work. So now let's go back to the Mishabura. So the Mishabura again said that benching could be in any language from the Pasuk of Uveirachta. But Dafka, if you understand that language. Because of Habach, the Kol Zeh Mitzad Hadin, that's all Meikar Hadin, that you could bench in any language if you understand that language. Ulamitzvah min ha-muvchor b'ina Dafka Lashon HaKodesh. But for the best mitzvah, the mitzvah min ha-muvchor, it should be b'dafka b'Lashon HaKodesh. And now if you look at note number two, he gives us a little chizuk in using Lashon HaKodesh. He brings down that Lagabe Tfilo, the Bir Halacha told us earlier, Shemi She'enu Meivin es Lashon HaKodesh Odav She'espalu B'Lashon She'meivin. One who does not understand Hebrew should daven in a language that he understands. Ach Dafka Im Hu Yirei Shemayim V'Ritzono Bozeh Kedei L'espalu B'Kavono. Only if his intention is that he wants to really understand what he's saying. But if he's not such a Yirei Shemayim, he doesn't care so much, then it's better that he in fact davens in Lashon HaKodesh, even if he doesn't understand it. There are a lot of skulos included in Lashon HaKodesh. That's the language that Hashem speaks to the Nevi'im with. The Chazal Amru, Shebeloshon HaKodesh Nivra Ha'olam, the world was created with Lashon HaKodesh. The Tam Nosav Kosav Sham, another Milo, he says over there, Lashon HaKodesh is Shekeshetiknu Anshek Nesaz Agdola as Nusach HaTfilo, when the Anshek Nesaz Agdola is Masakin, the wording of the davening, Nimnu Al Kol Bracha Ubracha B'Tevoseha V'Tzirufeha V'Tzirufe Osioseha B'Kama Sodos Ne'loma V'Nisgovim. They factored in the counting and the combinations of different words and different letters, many secrets. Ukeshaanu omrim es habrachos b'loshon hakodesh, and when we say over these brachos in loshon hakodesh, av she'ein anu yodim l'chavin es kol kavanos, even though we obviously don't understand all the kavanos that Anshek Nesaz Agdola had, mikomakom ola lanu tfilaseinu kahogen, it helps our tfilos go up properly, mashen kein mispalim anu b'shar l'shonos, which is not the case if we daven in a different language. So there is certainly a mila in davening b'loshon hakodesh to get these milas of Anshek Nesaz Agdola. So the Mishabura tells us again that you could daven in any language if you understand the other language, but the mitzvah of Mubchar is dafka to daven in Lashon HaKodesh, to bench, I'm sorry. And then the Mishnah Berurah tells us in the fourth line, Kosov b'sefer HaChinuch, the Sefer HaChinuch tells us, Kol hazoi b'birchas hamazon, anyone who is careful about his benching, mizonosav mitzuyos lo kol yomo b'chavod, his parnasa will be found for him all his life with honor. He'll have an honorary parnasa, he'll have good parnasa, b'chavod all his life. One who is medakti should be careful to bench from inside a bencher and not to bench by heart. The Sefer Chasidim brings down a maisa be'echad shemes, a person that was nifter. And he appeared in a dream to one of his relatives. And he told his relative that was still alive, every day they are judging me. I'm getting punished every day because I wasn't medaktik to say my brachos with kavana. So we see the seriousness over here, number one, of being zohir b'birchas hamazon in general, to have good parnasa, and to say b'birchas hamazon dafka from the sefer, and from the sefer chasidim that we should understand what we're saying and we should have kavana in our brachos, because this person came in a dream and said he's punished every day for not having kavana in his brachos. Let's see note number three, which is going on that which we said in the Mishnah Berurah, that one should daven bench from a bencher, not baal peh. Ulam b'shosh shem b'varach b'chas hamazon al kos. However, we recently saw that if one is benching with a kos, the Shulchan Aruch tells us, and the Mishnah Berurah says over there, she yesh litein as ena b'kos. In that case, you should be looking at the kos, kedei shelo yasiach daitim min habracha, in order that you shouldn't be distracted from the bracha. And therefore, we point out in the notes over there that there is a maila of looking at the kos over looking at a bencher. So this idea of looking at a bencher is if you have no kos. In note number 4, he brings down, and that which we just brought from the Sefer Chasidim, that you have to have kavana for brachos. Ubidievidim lo kivein lamasha omer, ubidievid, if one did not have kavana for what he said, one is yotze anyway, but one wants to avoid punishment in Olam Haba, and therefore he should have kavanas halev. If we look weiter in note number 4, he writes, v're'ema shekosva kafachayim b'shem ha'arizal. The kafachayim brings b'shem the Arizal, she'ikir hasogas ha'odam b'ruach ha'kodesh. The main way that a person is able to reach a level of Ruach HaKodesh is t'luya b'kavanas ha'odam v'zihiruso b'chol b'ruchas ha'nenin. It's dependent on the kavana a person has and how careful a person is with his birchas hanenin. That's a major line over there from the Arizal. That's the ikar way of reaching Ruach HaKodesh, is through having kavana and zehirus and birchas hanenin. The re'ei od b'sefer b'nei yisoschar b'shem haramah mipano she'ikar tainug ha'neshama yisera b'shabbos. The ikar enjoyment that the neshama yisera gets on Shabbos hu mi'birchas hamazon shel su'udos ha'shabbos. It's from benching of the Shabbos su'udos. That's major insights over here into the kavana we should have for our brachos and certainly for our benching. Says the Mechaber Vayter in Sif Beis, Tzorich sheyashmia lo'ozno mashemotzi b'svasav. A person should be careful to be able to hear with his ears that which he is saying with his mouth in Birchas HaMazon. V'im lo ishmia lo'oznov yotza. However, if he doesn't hear with his ears what he's saying with his mouth, he is yotzei. As long as he in fact is speaking it out with his mouth, b'dyevet is yotze. So l'chadchila you should hear what you're saying in benching. B'dyevet is yotze as long as you said it, even if you didn't hear it, but you have to at least say it. If you look at note number 5, he says, v'afilu im ein kol yotze mipiv klal. Even if no noise is coming out of his mouth, or Shlomo Zalman says, shenechshav adover kedibur, if the words are being mouthed with your lips, it's still considered a dibur. V'yotze b'zei yedechava, so that's considered saying the words, even if you can't hear it. According to Shlomo Zalman Orbach, says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Beis. So the Mechaber said that you have to hear l'chadchila the words that you're saying with your mouth with your ears. But the evidence, if you said it with your mouth, you are yotze, even if you didn't hear it. But you have to say it with your mouth. Avolim hear her b'libo liyotze. If you just thought about benching, then you are not yotze. V'machmas choli o ones acher berach birchas hamazon b'libo. If one was ill or he had some other kind of ones that he could not say the words of benching and he just thought them in his heart, he is yotze. That's the Magen Avraham. However, va'ayin la'el b'simin samach beiz v'mishaburis sifkat and zayin shebirarnu. Look earlier in Hilchos Kriya Shema where we explained the ha'yotza, that which we say if you were sick or ba'ones and you bench or say Kriya Shema in your heart, you're yotze. It's lo legamri ka'amar. It doesn't really mean you're fully yotze. To ha'kayim lo'an, because we hold hirur lav kedibur dami. Thinking is not speaking, and therefore just thinking the bracha in your mind is not considered saying the bracha. So what does it mean that you're Yotze? El Rotze Lomar, it means to say the Al Koponim. At the very least, B'shah She'inu Yachal Levarech. If you can't bench, you can't say the words, at the very least, you hire a believer, you should think it in your heart. V'HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yikba Lo Sochar Avur Zeh. And Hashem will give you schar for the thoughts that you have. Aval Be'etzem Eino Yotze. But in truth, you're not Yotze. You have not benched by thinking it in your heart, even if you're an onus and you can't say the words and you think it. So when we say you're Yotze, it just means Hashem will give you schar, but you're not really Yotze. The alkein and afkamin of not really being Yotze is kishen istalik ha'ones, if the ones should go away, in madayin lo nis'akel ha'mozun, if the food has not yet been digested, like we discussed yesterday, and you're still in the zman that you're allowed to bench, yivarech birchas ha'mozun, you would bench again. So obviously you're not Yotze, it just means Hashem will give you schar. Look what we wrote in the Mishnah Berurah and the Bir Halacha there in Hilchos Kriyas Shema, because it all applies over here. Let's look at note number 6 to remind ourselves what was brought down over there. And that is Shom Kasav, Shanimtza B'Makom Metunav, one who finds himself in a dirty place, Lagamri, a totally dirty place. Lo Yaharis Nusach HaBracha, believe he shouldn't even think the Nusach of the Bracha in his heart. Rak yachshuv belibo, he should just think in his heart, shemuchuyev lasos kein, that he's really muchuyev to say the bracha, to say kriyas shema, to say benching, ve'eino yochel lakayim adover, and he's not able to do it. Ve'yitzar al zeh, he should be bothered by the fact that he wants to bench, but he can't bench. Vashem yiril alev, and Hashem will look at his heart, litein lo schar hamachshava kevon shu anos, and Hashem will look at his thoughts, look at his heart, and I'll give him reward for the thoughts of benching, even though he's an anus. So he shouldn't actually think the thoughts of the words of the nusach of benching. If it's a very dirty place, he should just think that, oh, how I wish I could bench. And Hashem will look at him and give him schar because he's an anus. V'cheinim hoyo yodo v'sharei varev shebegufo mutnof and mamish. So too if his hands or other parts of his body are extremely dirty. Kasa be'alach Hashem, shafilu hiru asr. In those cases also, hearers of the bracha is going to be asr. Again, he should just think how he wishes he could say shema, or he wishes he could bench. And Hashem will give him some schar. Let's go vaytu in the mechaber siv gimel. Yesh mi sheomer de balabayis in bono the ishto tzarech levarach b'kol ram kedei sheyetsu b'virchaso. There are those who say that a balabayis with his wife and his children, he needs to bench out loud so they should be able to hear his benching and be yotze with his benching. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkatan gimel b'kol ram haynu kisheinam b'kiyam ba'atzmam levarach. That's talking about a case where his wife or his kids are not experts at benching themselves. They're being yotze with listening to his benching. Then he should bench out loud. They'll be yotze with his benching. Some write that it's good to always bench out loud. Because the kol, it gets a person's kavana going. It inspires the kavana. Ubeprat imu Shabbos or Rosh Chodesh, specifically if he's benching on Shabbos or Rosh Chodesh, lo yishkach ayidei zeh lahaskir me'ena ma'ora, that will help to remind them of saying Ritzei or Yalav Yavo. So when a person davens or benches out loud, it helps to remind them of the things he has to say. Besides the fact that it gives him more kavana, it gives him more realization that he should add in the insertions that are appropriate. If you look at note number 70, writes, V'hu adin l'inyan shar brachos, this is not limited to benching. The same din applies to all brachos. The Mishnah Berurah tells us later on, B'shem the shlo, she'yargil atzmo l'omra m'koram, a person should train himself to say brachos out loud, ki hakol ma'oras ha'kavana, not just by benching, by all brachos, it inspires our kavana when we say it out loud. Now there is an interesting bir halacha over here. The Ramaskal Yeshmi Shomer going on that which the Mechaber said, that there are those who say that the Baal Bayis with his children and his wife need to bench out loud so he could be motzi them. So the Bir Halacha writes, I think okay? The Bir Halacha writes, I am the Magen Avram, Sheikshe, look in the Magen Avram where he asks, Hare Milsa de Pshitahi, isn't it obvious if your wife and kids don't know how to bench, you should bench out loud to be motzi them? What is the Mechaber saying? Why is it? There are those who say, what's the whopping chiddush? If the kids and the wife don't know how to bench, you're going to bench and be motzi them. The appropriate answer is, like these achronim answer. This sheet of the Yesh Mi Sheomer that the Mechaber brings down holds Keshitas Rashi. They owe the chiddush like Rashi that you can be motzi others in benching even if they don't understand the language that you're benching in. The source of this is in the kolbo. And that's what the Mechaber writes of B'shem the Yesh Mi Sheomer. Mishum de le'ikir adin svir le'la Mechaber geshita shar poskim ha'machmirim b'zeh. Really, the Mechaber is not masking to this. As we'll see later on in Siman Kuf Tzadik Gimel, the Mechaber doesn't agree with these poskim. The Mechaber goes with the other poskim, like we'll see later in Siman Kuf Tzadik Gimel Sif Aleph, that they hold if you don't understand the language that's being said, you're not Yotze. And we actually brought this down in the Shaar Tzion a couple of days ago. And therefore, to say over here that the husband or the father is going to bench out loud, I mean, mostly the wife and the kids, when they're not able to bench and they know the language, that's not according to everyone, and that's why the Mechaber brings out as Yesh Mish Omer. The Afal Piken, even though the Mechaber doesn't really hold of this Shita, Hetiko, he brings it down over here, Mishum Di Alko Ponim Ze'odav Imashali Yavorach Lugamri. Lamaisa, if you have two options, either don't bench, or hear benching from someone else in a language you don't understand, at least it's better to hear the benching from the father or the husband rather than not bench at all. The Mechaber later on, Kuf Tzadi Gimel, talk about you know the benching yourself, you know the language, you know the benching, a different language, you can bench yourself, so you can't be Yotze by listening to someone in a language you don't understand. But if you're not able to bench at all, so obviously it's better than nothing. And therefore, even though Mechaber doesn't hold to this Be'etzem, he brings it down because Lamaisa, you're stuck. It's either this or nothing. So you might as well rely on those Shitas and at least hear the benching from somebody else. The Yotzi Al Koponim Udeyazu says the Mechaber writer in Sif Dalud, Afilu Nishtaker Kolkach Ad She'eno Yochol Ledaber Karo. Even if a person got so drunk that he's not able to speak properly, Yochol Levarech Birchas Amazon, he's still able to bench. So that's the Mechaber says, a person got so drunk that he's not able to speak properly, he is able to bench Birchas HaMazon. The Mishnah Berurah explains where we know this from. Tiksiv, the Pasuk says, V'yachalta v'savata uveirachta. The Pasuk says, you should eat, you should be satisfied, and you should bench. V'afilu medumdum. The Yushami learns out, even if one is medumdum, what does that mean, Pirish? She'eno yochol adaber kiroi. He should bench, even if he's not able to speak properly, he should still bench. U'misavata kodayikle. And the diak is from the word v'savata. Many times after a person is svia, he's full, he's already drunk because he's eating and drinking. Still the says, you should be satisfied if that includes drinking sometimes, and still says, so it's teaching us that even if you got drunk, you still could bench. We're going to see Vayter and Sefei gets into exactly how drunk a person is, whether he can be Yotze with such a benching when he's drunk or not. Okay, we really, that's the end of the stuff for tonight. I would go weiter, but then it's going to take away from tomorrow night, because tomorrow's not so long either. But let's just finish up some notes. And note number one, we already read all the notes as well. But let's read a little more at note number one. On the column on the right, we had the last two lines. We'll read on from there. So even though we pointed out in at the last part of note one that we read, that when it comes to Birchas HaMazon, Loshon HaKodesh, we said, even if you don't understand the language, but you're benching it yourself, so we said from the Mishnah Berurah and the Shaar HaTzion that you are Yotze. If you are hearing the benching from someone else, B'Lashon HaKodesh, the Shulchan Aruch writes later, and this is what the Be'er Halacha just quoted, Shem Eino Maven as Lashon HaKodesh. If you don't understand Lashon HaKodesh, Eino Yotze Yidei Chavaso. That is the Be'er Halacha that just quoted the Mechaber later on, how he answered over here, why the Mechaber is writing V'Yesh Mishomer, because the Mechaber Be'ikr holds that if you're hearing benching in a language you don't understand, you're not Yotze. And therefore over here, as the Be'er Halacha just pointed out, over here is better than nothing because they can't bench at all. But continues note number one in the second column, the cause of Mishnah Berurah Shana, the Mishnah writes over there on that halacha of the Mechaber that you can't be Yotze benching by listening to a language you don't understand. Sheledei Azu, according to that Shita, Noshim V'Amei Ha'oret She'einu Mevinim Es Lashon HaKodesh, women and Amaratzim that don't know Lashon HaKodesh, Yivarchu L'Atzmon, they should bench by themselves. Now that's assuming they don't know Lashon HaKodesh, but they're able to bench by themselves. I guess they don't understand Lashon HaKodesh, but they're able to read it. So they don't know what they're reading. But if you don't know what you're reading, at least read it yourself. Don't hear it from someone else. The host of the Mishnah Berurah adds on, Sheyesh HaSovrim, Shem Hoysa HaBracha B'Lashon HaKodesh, Yotze HaShomei Yidei Chavaso, Afal Pi She'einu Mevin As Lashon HaKodesh. There are those who hold, as we see over here in the Mechaber, that we just read in Siv Gimel, that if it's Lashon HaKodesh and you hear from someone, even if you don't understand that you are Yotze. Umishum kach, because of that Shita, Nogu HaNoshim V'Amei Ha'aretz, Lotzeis Yidei Chavosim B'Shmim HaMavarech, that's what they rely on to be knowing, the women Amaratzim, to hear the Birchas HaMazon from someone else, because L'maisa it is Lashon HaKodesh, and again, like we saw, there is the Shita of the Rashi and the Kolbo that say that it is okay. V'afilu b'kiddush shehu min haTorah, even when it comes to kiddush, which is daraisa, afal pi she'einu mevinim es lashon hakodesh klal, even though they don't understand anything they're hearing, they don't say lashon hakodesh, but they rely on this shita of Rashi and the Kobo to be yotze even with kiddush, which is daraisa. Ach mikom makom tov yoser sheyomru acharei hamavarech o makadesh mila b'mila b'lachash. But what's better to satisfy all shitas Because everyone holds that if you say a Lashon HaKodesh Yotze, so they should hear from someone else, but say it after them, Mila B'Mila, so they're not being Yotze with the Shmir, they're being Yotze with their Kriya themselves, Mila B'Mila, Im Ef Shalem, if they're able to do that. Kevan Shebaze Yaitsu Yidei Chova Ladas Kol HaPoskim. That way they could be Yotze according to all the Poskim. Ukeinza Kosav Le'el. We learned a similar thing earlier as well. Okay, we will stop here and we'll continue Mirtz Hashem. Tomorrow night we will finish the seminar, Mr. Shem.